Okay, just a little something about infinity and the center point of infinity. This is Colin Powell from Into Infinity, which is rather appropriate, .com. And you can check out some of more stuff about fourth dimensional mathematics. But today I'm going to be talking about the midpoint of infinity. We had a few posts on that about the square. But now I want to just think about it in terms of binary code, just because it sort of ties in a little bit with what we were saying previously. But we're now starting to move more into fourth dimensional maths from the computer stuff. Yeah. But think about it, binary code, very important, isn't it, yeah? So imagine if I want to tell a I'm trying to teach a computer about mathematics, yeah, and I'm just going to tell them about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Well, that's what we've thought, and that's how we've operated. But fourth-dimensional mathematics doesn't work like that at all. It says, okay, is this number odd or even? Yeah. So we know that if it's an even number, it's not going to be a prime, for starters, yeah, unless it's number 2. Yeah, so that's kind of a lot, yeah. Half an infinity's worth of number, you know. and so what we've done is we can say, well, how do we know if a number is odd or even? And so what we notice is that, you know, we can make a line. Let's say we make a line of zeros. If we make two zeros next to each other, so it's a line, we can understand, you know, that there's a line that is in front of it. We could say that, divide that by line, zero, you know, put a line in the middle. Okay, so that's fair enough, yeah. And now let's go and make a line below that. Let's make a line, three zeros across. That's an odd number. Oh, and look, the line has now cut through the middle of that zero, and so now we've got a circle with a line cut through it. All right, so we do know actually that basically one or zero is enough to define whether something is an odd or an even number. And in computer world, you could say, let's say we said, okay, one end of the fence post is one. And the other end of the fence post is 1. And they go, okay, yeah. And if you look at the center, that's going to be 0 if it's an even number. Yeah. Oh, computer says, oh, right, fantastic. And if it's an odd number, then it's going to be 1, 1, 1, 1. And the computer says, oh, fantastic. So what we've done there, yeah, is that we've managed to maintain a line, which is 1. And if that line gets broken into 0, suddenly it becomes an odd number. And if that line gets fixed, if you like, yeah, then it becomes an even number. Oh, it's a simple binary switch, isn't it? Yeah. So one simple binary switch, and we can determine half an infinity's worth of numbers. That's quite good, isn't it? Yeah. And so you can start to attribute that we can assign the concept of the center of two infinity to a binary. And then we can just use that to control the odd even function within a computer, which is quite cool, really, if you think about it. Anyway, but if you have to adapt yourself to a little bit of infinite mathematics, because as we start to extend zero to infinity, obviously then we're going to have to count the zeros, but that's quite easy because it's just zero. Then you count the number on one side, don't you? And you just divide it by 2 plus or minus 1, depending on whether it's an odd or even number. You see what I'm saying? Oh, yes, that's right. So we've got number counting now into infinity. So, and we've only had to do half the counting. You guys know what I'm saying? Very interesting, yeah. Anyway, so that's a little bit about what lies at the center of infinity. Well, it could be a 1 or it could be a 0. It all depends on whether the number that you've stopped on is an odd or an even number. The further you walk towards infinity, the further away it gets. The more every step you take, infinity takes another step away from you, the same distance. And that's why the way to understand infinity is not to step forwards, but to take a half step backwards. Oh yeah, and when we do, we get something called phi. You can look into that, yeah? Or sometimes the function of the silver mean as well, which is also very interesting. We'll have more on that coming up as we look into more dimensions of infinity and sort of that, at higher dimensions and work out things. In which case, we can say thank you very much for listening for now. And that's all for this broadcast, what lies in the center of infinity. You can find out more about that in our fourth dimensional mathematics section on intoinfinity.com. And do sign up to the mailing list and make sure you get all the latest updates on fourth dimensional mathematics.